Welcome to another episode of By His Grace Podcast. Today, I am delighted to welcome my friend, Diane Mills. Diane is an author, a Christian fiction author. She's also the co-director of the Blue Ridge Mountain Christian Writers Conference and a friend. And I am delighted to have Diane with us here today. Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm really tickled to be here. You know, Misty and I go to the same church together, except she writes nonfiction and I write fiction, which is almost like we're on one side of the fence and the other. But what brings us together is our faith and our desire to communicate through the written word the love and the glory of Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for having me.
Yes, Diane. Now tell me how long you've been writing. I know you've been writing for a while.
Yes. I felt a calling to write several years ago, and I just didn't have the confidence to get started. And one day in 96, my husband said to me, "Stop telling me that someday you're going to write a book. Just quit your job. I'll give you a year to get anything published. I don't care what it is. But if you do, you don't ever have to go back to your other job." Well, I'm sort of short and a little stubborn, and I said, "Okay, I will." So I looked at my new career as a job and organized an 8-hour day in which I would accomplish writing, studying about the craft, reading, lots of prayer, learning all the things that I felt were needed. So my first book came out in 98. Oh, and yes, I never went back to the other job, and that's a little over 2 decades ago. But during that year, I wrote articles, devotions. I had a short story published, an article in an anthology. I didn't have the sense to know that some writers write forever before they're published. I just thought this is the way it happened. So obviously, God used my husband to get me going, and he was and is my best cheerleader, but he's also my nightmare editor, too. So we work very well together. And the funny thing is, in January 2017, he began working for me full time, so he must have known something that I didn't. And so we work on the writing ministry, speaking together, and it's pretty amazing.
That's fantastic. And that gives me hope because my husband is the same way, very supportive. He is the one actually who helps to get this podcast out every week, and he reads everything that I write, and he is a difficult editor as well. So what a blessing to have the support of your husband. But I think it's really neat because when we can come together as a husband and wife and do ministry together, and what you write, it's writing, but you also have a Christian call on your life for ministry. And so it's beautiful when you can do that together. Now, before we jump into today's episode, you've written 78 books.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, a few of those stories have been novellas, which means they were much, you know, much shorter than a 95 to 98,000 word novel. But I do say that for your listeners, I write fiction because I believe we live in a dangerous and an unpredictable world. So yeah. I write romantic suspense to show that there are people out there who trust God, or in the course of this story, begin to trust God for answers and to give them courage to complete their calling. So I am very much into fiction. Jesus spoke in parables, and that's what I do too.
That's great. That's wonderful. Well, today we're going to talk about the struggle of spiritual warfare surrounding your book launch. I think that was one thing that I was really surprised about when I published my Bible study. I didn't expect to experience that kind of, and maybe because it's a Bible study, I experienced more. But I know in talking to some of my other author friends that the launch season is really busy for anybody who's never written a book or launched a book. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things that can happen. So talk to me about some of the things that you do in preparation for your launch that help you with spiritual warfare or those kinds of things.
Number one is awareness that our boss is God. And although we are safe within the palm of his hands, Satan doesn't particularly enjoy the fact that we are putting out Christian writing. So with that, I will say is that a part of your book launch, a part of starting a new project, whether it be a blog or a book, devotions, articles, no matter what you're getting ready to write, understand that Satan doesn't want you there. So prayer has to start everything. As valued and as important as Misty and I getting started today on this podcast, we need God to have our backs and our fronts and our sides. Also to be aware that when something is published, to expect that, again, something is can happen unexpected, either professionally or personally, but it is all spiritual warfare. A book launch is a biggie. And the reason being is when a writer gets ready for a book launch, there are guest blogs to prepare. There are advertising venues, reviewers to contact, decisions to make, prayerful decisions. Do I advertise here? What size banners do I need? Working in conjunction with either your marketing team from a traditional publishing house or an indie publishing house. So the first thing that we have to be ready for is awareness and to be prayed up. And I'm not just talking about Jesus, help me, this is a mess, because we always do that.
Right.
But I believe in a conscious decision to be in the Word and to be aware that things are going to happen, and they will. I don't want to tell you that they won't, but they will. But when we are prayed up, when we are in the Word, then we know where it's coming from.
That's right.
And we are better equipped to handle whatever that issue is. And it can be health. It can be an argument with your children, or maybe their behavior is inappropriate. Finances, you name it, whatever is going on in your life is open territory for the evil one. But understand also that when we come through those trials, we are stronger, we are better people, we are more equipped to help others and to move on with our ministry. So while it's just a tad bit frightening at time, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? We can't dwell on that.
That's right.
We have to dwell on what we're purposed to do and to give it our best. I'd like to say that there hasn't been anything that I haven't been hit in all these years that I've been writing, but that's not true. But it does, and it has prepared me to make others aware. And that is the biggest word I want to use, is aware, prayerfully aware.
Yes, I love that. So besides prayer and being in the Word, do you have any other recommendations? Do you have a prayer team that prays over you? Or is this just you and your husband that pray? Or is this just an individual prayer? What does that look like for you?
For me, I have what I call my dream team. Some writers refer to that, excuse me, as their street team or posse or
tribe. Yeah.
But in truth, I call them my dream team because that just works best for me. But once a week, I send my dream team a devotion. And once a week, I send them updates on what's going on in my life, where I'm going to be. They're my firsts, so that they understand not only what type of events I have coming up, but what's going on in my career and often in my personal life. And I open it up for prayer and praise requests from them. But in the process of that, we all pray together for each other. And you can call that a prayer team. You can incorporate that in a dream team. But to have other believers praying for you, just like you pray for them, that builds up our defense line and also discourages some of the really horrible things that could happen and encourages, supports. It is just a beautiful, beautiful process when you know someone's praying for you and you're praying for them.
Yes, that's lovely. Now, do you do that? Is that through your blog or through your website, or is this an email thing that you do? What does that look like for your dream team?
Used to be email. Now we are all on a private face group, group, which allows them the freedom to ask prayer and praise requests and things of that nature too. So that's how we keep in contact, and it works very, very well.
Yeah, then you can also post pictures of things that you're doing, and that's great, so they can get a little behind the scenes from you as well.
Right, right. It is, it's the next best thing to being there.
Yeah. So with 77 books, that is a lot of books. How many books do you write what does your writing schedule look like? I'd love to know a little bit more about that.
Number one, I am very OCD on being ahead of deadlines. I will say that. Good. Every book is completed 2 months before the due date because life happens.
Right.
Interruptions, divine interruptions. So I find that being completely done 2 months ahead of time is how that works. So first of all, I'll tell you how that works for me. I receive a book writing contract. I look at the due date. I look at my calendar. And I take every day, Monday through Friday, that is not a holiday, that I'm not speaking, teaching at a conference, a birthday, something is not interfering. And I divide those days into the word count that's necessary to complete that project. And that tells me how many words I need to do per day. Good words. I am not an outliner. I am I'm an organic writer. I write according to the character, what their traits are, how they view life, a whole lot of different things. So in some respects, I'm called a panster. But I believe organic fits it better because it's all about character. So I can visualize and understand this is what I have to do per day. And on the other side of it, yes, I do write on Saturdays. Yes, I do write when I'm at a conference. I love writing at airports and on the plane. So I know I'm always a little bit ahead, and that's amazing. So that's how I keep on schedule. I write 1.5 to 2 books a year now. I find that the more I write, the harder I am on myself and the little longer that it takes me. It used to take me 3 months to write. Now it takes me 4. Whatever that means. And for blogs and articles and things of that nature, I make sure those are done a month ahead of time. I have a book to be released September the 3rd. And as of today, the blogs, guest blogs, are all finished, so I can breathe a little bit and do other fun things that have to do with the book launch.
Well, and then that also frees up your time too, that if you're experiencing some difficulties that are unexpected, this spiritual warfare, it gives you a buffer. And I think that that's a really important thing, is having a buffer and having a margin, because the enemy knows when we're tired, when we're distracted, when we're pressed for time. So that's really wise. To do that. Let me ask you, what is the name of that next book that's coming out?
It's called Fatal Strike. It is about 2 FBI SWAT team members who are snipers. And so I'm sure your readers are thinking, a sniper who's Christian? We have 2 searching individuals, and I love the story. There's a lot of focus on forgiveness, adoption. But my elevator pitch for that story is murders are happening in Galveston, Texas. And so for your listeners who are close by, you had to think, oh my goodness. And the victims are being killed by fatal injections of rattlesnake venom. And so that's what the story is about. It is a romantic suspense. So by the end of the story, we're going to have a sincere like. And I really, really enjoy writing the suspense. And with my stories, they happen within a couple of weeks or a month. Realistically, nobody can fall in love and decide to get married within a month. So it's very important to me to build up the spiritual aspect and to build up a sincere like. I laugh about that, but a sincere like in a feeling that this relationship is going somewhere.
Yeah.
So that is a lot to do with that. I'm going to back up just a second. I'm looking at the time because I know you have questions. When I write, I am an early morning writer. So the pieces that I need to do, my books, the things that have that need intense concentration, those happen in the mornings. I'm up around 5. I turn to God's Word before I turn on my computer. That's really important to me. When I'm finished with the scripture and prayer, then I grab my laptop, and for the next 1.5 to 2 hours, I'm on the treadmill, which allows the neurons to fry. Well, I feel like fry, but fire, and I get lots of writing done, and while keeping my body healthy too.
Yeah. So do you have a standing desk on your treadmill, or do you voice to text, or are you typing while you're writing, or you, how does that work?
I put my laptop, position it on the little shelf that normally holds like a magazine or a right. book, mm-hmm. and I type away.
That's great. That's wonderful. Killing 2 birds with 1 stone too. So that's great. I love that. And I am a morning person too. And that's when I get my best writing done. So that's great. I always ask my guests, is there a scripture that is a life verse or something when a book is coming out that, and you're going through spiritual warfare, is there a promise in God's word that you cling to that just really helps you to get through that time period, or it could be a life verse? Cause I always like to know, what people are meditating on.
I will say my life verse is Jeremiah 29, but if I say I will not mention him or speak his name anymore, I'm paraphrasing this, it's like a fire shut up in my bones. I can't hold it in. Indeed, I cannot. Mm. And that is a verse that I read in every version, and I love it. It speaks to me. It says who God purposed me to be, which is not only a writer, but to teach other serious writers how to live spiritually and how to learn the craft, social media, all those things that that are important in a writer's life, which is why, you know, I'm one of the conference directors for the Blue Ridge Writers Christian Writers Conference. And then we have Mountainside Marketing Retreats underneath that, that are specifically teaching only for novelists. We have another one for marketing, and we have another one coming up for speakers and nonfiction. So we want to make sure, and I say we, Edie Melson and myself, we want to make sure that the teaching venues are there for all our writers.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned all of that, because some people just think, oh, I want to write a book, and I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to write the book, and then everybody's going to want to publish it, and it's going to be so easy and amazing. No. And writing is not some amazing, glamorous life and that you're going to become famous. No. Writing is a lot of hard work. And like you mentioned earlier, it is studying the craft to make yourself a better writer. It's the actual sitting your bottom in a chair and writing. Mm-hmm. There is the spiritual aspect of it. But then in today's market, you have to blog and you have to market, and you have to, there's lots of moving parts. So there's always something to learn. So thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today. I've really enjoyed this, and I hope everyone else has as well. I'm going to leave with one final question, and that is, if you were going to give advice to a novice writer, someone just starting out, what would the first thing that you would say to them? What would that be?
The first thing I would say is pray about this. And if they say, yes, I have, and I know this is that I'm to go forward, read, read, read. I don't care if it's a cereal box. Read in the genre that you want to write. Read the bestsellers. Read blogs and how-to books on the craft and social media. Write every day. Find your sweet spot, time of day. Write every day. Attend worthy, respectable, valued conferences. Get involved in a writer's group and live the life. If we're going to commit to do this for the Lord, we have to step in with both feet.
I love it. I love it. Well, Diane, thank you so much for being my guest today. And we will put all of the information on how to contact Diane and along with her new book in the show notes. So thank you for joining us today. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of By His Grace. Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.